was your night?
Best of the ones so far.
Infectious disease physician Tam Lee says she is seeing fewer and fewer suspected cases of H1N1 virus here at Fauquier Hospital, south of Washington.
And the sore throat is that?
Dr. Lee says the first wave of infections at her hospital peaked in late October. She's expecting another wave to start within the next few months.
Our hospital was prepared to deal with this because we had a plan that had been in place and prepared for months prior in anticipation that this might occur. We always hope for the best, but we always anticipate and prepare for the worst.
Rural Fauquier County, Virginia is known for its rolling hills and horse farms. Fauquier Health is a small 100-bed hospital that serves the community of Warrenton.
Okay, do either one of you have flu-like symptoms?
When the first case of H1N1 virus was reported in Mexico last April, Fauquier Hospital began planning. Tracy Terman is in charge of emergency preparedness for the hospital.
We knew that there was a potential for this to really snowball, and our planning basically began at that point to adapt our existing pandemic flu plan for one that meets the needs of the H1N1. So we've got the regular emergency room section, and then we converted this entry point into a flu clinic. We've taken this little vending area and turned it into a waiting room.
Hospital officials divided Fauquier's emergency room into two separate areas with a designated entrance and triage area for flu patients. Their goal is to handle any surge of patients while keeping the virus from spreading to other parts of the hospital.
You gotta go in with a little sick one.
There are special air scrubbers throughout the clinic that remove infectious materials from the air. The treatment rooms have specially designed ventilation systems that recycle room air 12 times in an hour.
Once the culture.
All staff wear masks and gloves when entering a treatment room. Their planning paid off when flu cases surged in the emergency department. Terman says having a separate flu clinic meant less stress on staff and facilities.
We normally see around 80 patients a day. That's our average in the emergency department. There was one day about 10 days ago where we actually saw 158 patients. 50 of those patients had flu-like symptoms.
Most of the flu cases at Fauquier Hospital have been people in high-risk groups, pregnant women, young children, and people with weakened immune systems. If flu cases should surge again, hospital officials say they are confident that they are ready to respond. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Warrenton, Virginia.